My Mac Podcast 1011, some things wrong with my Mac.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's mighty My Mac podcast. Well, what's with all these breaks the G-Men keep taking, huh? It's like they've gotten old or something. Also, why would we all love to brag about how great our Macs are? Not everything is so rosy in Apple land these days, don't you know? Hi, Guy, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in a really good mood today, Gaz. Not sure.
I noticed.
Zing, 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 zing.
Yeah. I think you've been on the chewy sticks, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It's like, har, har, har. Bite those sticks.
It's like one of those dental sticks that we give our dog when we come back from a walk, and he really wags his tail and looks forward to it. Is that what you've been on?
Yeah, kind of. And honestly, it's the same thing. I love dog chewy sticks. It's that beefy taste that keeps me coming back. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Yes, yeah, been out cycling, been out walking, been out doing all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, well, we did miss last week. Sorry about that. You know, life happens and, you know, you got to move on. But to be perfectly honest with you, there wasn't a great deal happening over the last couple of weeks. Well, not in the world of Apple, other than things which were a little bit out of their control. But we'll probably come to those when I do my snippets. And you may or may not have something to say about it. So we'll see when we get to that. What? Yeah. I just love my spreadsheets on my Mac. I use numbers a lot. I think I mentioned that I was setting up to do accounts, the year-end accounts for our society, which all went through, put them up, lovely. Everybody goes, yay.
Because they don't
agree to them. Yes. Although someone else does have to do it from now on because I'm giving it up.
Yeah. But see, you're giving them the template for how it should work. Yes. Which is, honestly, that's the hardest part. The setup is the hardest part. Then it's just maintaining.
It is. But just normal stuff, really. Normal stuff. I keep having a bit of a problem with my iPad, if I'm honest, because I keep putting it's a lightning connector. And very often I have to turn the lightning connection round on whatever cable I've got to make sure it charges. So I've got a feeling there's some slightly odd connection within the iPad because it's certainly not the cable's fault because I've got lots of cables and they work perfectly happy with any other device.
Blow it out.
Well, I could do. I just, you know, it is getting... I might use it as an excuse to buy a new iPad. But wait, hang on a minute. Should I be buying any American goods at the
trash.
Moment? No.
It's trash. Get a new iPad.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It is. The problem is I've got that lovely keyboard with it, Guy.
Yeah, I know.
And if I get a new one, I'm going to have to buy a new keyboard, which is like 100. It's almost the price of a new iPad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
No. So that was, I have had it a long time. So probably the cost over the years, you know, the cost to reward is certainly paid for itself, I think. Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing?
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Badly by the sound of it. Badly. I ask right at the most opportune moment.
I know. It's like,
you were about to cough.
I'm doing very well. I had some great news last week, which I'm not going to go into here on the show, but it was really great news.
You won the lottery.
I did.
Yeah, good work.
And so I'll never have to work again until Monday when I...
Have to go to work.
We're going to another tribute show on Wednesday. This time it's a band called Our House who does
Thy Madness.
No, you know what? I would love to see Madness. I am a ska fan. No, you know, the problem with ska is every song sounds the same.
Well, you need to listen to proper Scar then.
Okay, I guess.
I've got to say, I've seen Madness two or three times, so yeah, do like it.
Well, this anyway, is actually, sorry. Our house is actually a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute band. And you know,
I was going to ask you, what the hell is CSNY?
That's it, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And people who are probably over the age of at least 50, anyone under 50, they have the same question that you do. Who the hell's CSNY? Who's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? It's a great band. But I got to say, it feels sad when the bands that you loved growing up can no longer perform because they're old. So tribute acts is really the only way you can see them live. And here's the thing. The last four concerts that I've gone to have been in one form or another tribute acts. And the first one is kind of on that edge of not being a tribute act because it involves many of the people who were in these bands. And it was Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band. And it's funny because it's not just Ringo Starr and the songs that he created or the songs that he made with the Beatles, because he has members. And again, you'll have to be at least 40. So we're coming down in age. You'd have to be at least 40 to know some of these bands. Toto, Men at Work, Edgar Winter, Average White Band, Kansas, and so many others. And they're performing, you know, the whole band is performing some of the hits of all these different bands. It is such a fabulous show. It was probably the most fun I've had at a concert since seeing Jimmy Buffett for the very last time. If you want to know more about them, you can look up their wiki and see all of the different members of all of these classic groups that have performed with Ringo. Now, the next three, these were literally tribute acts. There was the Fab Four, which is a Beatles tribute band. Shocker there. Eagle Mania, which is a Eagles tribute band. Or did I say that? Or Fab Four, a Beatles tribute band. Eagle Mania, an Eagles tribute band. See, there's the problem. Beatles, Eagles. It's like I'm trying to rhyme or something here. I am in a mood, Gaz.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. I'm really, really quiet. Am. I am keeping stum.
This is let him wear himself out. You know, this is like the leopard waiting for the antelope to finally collapse, and that's when they strike. Anyway, moving on from weird analogies, and then the band that we're going to see on Wednesday, which is Our House, and here's the other thing. The real irony is that it costs more to see these tribute bands than you would have spent seeing the originals back in the day. I remember when concert tickets, and this was all general admission, so, you know, if you could get in, you could push your way all up to the front and, you know, get as close as you possibly can and, you know, crush a few souls in the meantime. But that's a whole nother story. It was like 10 to 20 bucks to see some of the great concerts, that was probably a lot of money
back in the day. Although these days, I must admit, some of the prices to see concerts have gone through the roof.
You know, you
especially
go to see,
through Ticketmaster.
Hint, thanks.
Nudge.
Ticketmaster. Really appreciate you. Yeah, they have. What was? Yeah, you wanted to go see. Are they still performing Rolling Stones, or have they finally?
I think no.
I was going to say given up the ghost, but that's a little too close to home.
Yeah. No, I think they might still be about, you know, I don't know. The irony of all this, Guy, is basically it shows you how old you're getting.
Yes. I am, you know, when I was in my 20s, and I would think about the future, it would be like, oh God, what am I going to be like when I'm 30, you know, or something like that. And now this year I'm going to be 65, and it's more like, oh God, how did I live this long? But that's,
will I make it?
Will I make it to 65? Oh my God. Okay. We're going to get off of that.
Yes.
I am in a mood, though. I really, really am.
Yeah, I'd get,
okay, yeah. I'm still loving on my Heil PR35 microphone. This thing is fab. Done. Thank you, Dave Hamilton, for kind of making me want to buy it. Why don't we go on to the My Mac recent articles? Why don't you take that first one?
Okay, tech fan number 522, Microsoft at 50. Tim and David talk Napster, Nintendo, stupidity of a cloud dishwasher, the Jet KVM, and Microsoft 50th birthday. Go over, download, take a listen.
I've listened to this one. It is so funny when they start talking about smart appliances and what, you know, can anyone say the reason why they exist? The next one is a product review by Tim Robertson. The Troubadour Apex 3.0 backpack it's an attractive and functional backpack, big enough to use for a weekend getaway, but also suitable if you travel to work on a bus or a train.
And geekiest show ever, 434, to the IMDb we go on this week's or this episode of the Geekiest Show. Elisa and Melissa discuss their current TV show watch list. And on the back of that, actually, my dear lady, Mrs. Gaz, and I have a shared notes file which has got TV shows and films that we perhaps hear about, and being the age we are, we forget. So we write them down, and then we can tick them off once we've seen them. Yeah.
You say Pacelli, and I say Pacelli.
Yeah, I was looking for that desperately as you were talking, and it was like, I can't find it. That's what happens when you have too many little audio clips. Well, we should probably move on to something else, Gaz.
How about Gaz's snippets?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. Apparently, I'm halfway through them now. I don't want to start with that one. Apple's Siri contact suggestions have been blamed for adding Atlantic's Goldberg to the White House's Houthi strike signal group chat. Yes, they've found a scapegoat. I'm moving on because nobody wants to have a great discussion about that.
No, don't
care. I'm sure. The UK Home Office loses the attempt to keep the legal battle with Apple secret. Judges have rejected the Home Office's attempt to withhold from public details of the case concerning access of Apple's user data. Yeah. So we kind of knew that that might just end in a disaster for the government, and it probably has.
And, and it's good that it did.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Apple stopped signing iOS 18.3.2 and blocking downgrade from iOS 18.4. So if you've already moved up, you can't go back. Apple's Arcade has added 5 new games. Whoopee-doo. I'm still not really that happy with some of the games they're putting on there, Guy. It's still, I was hoping that Arcade would be a better class of game. And although some of them are quite good, there's quite a lot of just normal stuff on there.
Yeah.
Apple exported 17 billion iPhones from India in 2024. Yippee-doo.
Yeah, if things keep going the way that they are, it'll be about 4 times that number pretty soon.
Might have some more news on that in a little while.
Yeah.
Instagram is finally working on an iPad app. Oh, right.
Who is? Great.
Thanks. Instagram.
Oh. Okay. I know.
It's so stupid. What? That's all I can say. So what? Apple TV Plus debuts a trailer for Murderbot, starring Alexander Skarsgård. Premiering. I can't even say the word.
Premiering.
Coming out.
There we go.
Coming There's out on May 16th.
I haven't seen
it yet. I will like to watch that when it's when I've got time, really. Apple TV Plus has unveiled a trailer for The Long Way Home. I do like The Long Way series with Charlie Boardman and Ewan McGregor. This was originally, I think, a BBC series, but they said Apple TV have kind of taken over the ownership of it, which is fair enough. Doing a good job. Trump thinks we can make iPhones in the US just like China. Yeah, right, says the Register. Moving on. How Apple Watch helped this woman catch her
cancer. This is what Trump needs.
Early. Now, This was quite interesting, actually. We've heard many stories about how the Apple Watch are alerting people to life-threatening health conditions. A new story out of New Zealand, however, truly shows the breadth of what Apple Watch preventative health monitoring can do for users. Amanda Faulkner, a consultant psychiatrist based in Napier, New Zealand, upgraded to the Apple Watch Series 10 last year after using Apple's old Apple Watch for years.
Yeah.
One of the new features offered...
Go ahead.
No, go on.
I was going to say... There was a Monty Python skit where this guy has made a sandwich that ejects itself before an accident happens. And he's talking to this guy in this car. And in the midst of the conversation, the sandwich just leaps out of his bag out the window. And then they immediately crash. Sorry, I know it's a tangent, but I thought it was funny.
For those listening, I'm shaking my head. Anyway, one of the new features offered by the Apple Watch Series 10 is the Vitals app. It tracks your overnight metrics. Well, she's used that, found out that something was wrong, went to the doctor about what was being pulled up, and actually, it's actually helped her catch cancer early, which, as we all know, catching that little devil early certainly helps in sorting it out. And I also heard somebody else talking on a YouTube channel, cycling YouTube channel, which I watch, which talked about the Vitals app and the fact that he now knows that there was an outlier which indicated perhaps he was getting ill, because a few days later he got ill, but he didn't realize that's what the Vitals app was telling him. Interesting stuff's coming out of that watch, I can assure you. Apple settles unfair labor charges brought by fired engineering manager, whistleblower Ashley Gudjevich.
Sure.
Possibly.
That could be the name. It's a name.
iWatershed, iMoment for iStaff iRights. Anyway, Apple has agreed to settle charges of labor rights violations with America's employment watchdog. France is to ban students from keeping smartphones in schools. Do you know, this should have happened years ago everywhere.
Should have happened in 2007.
Or earlier.
Yeah. It's a big discussion right here, right now, in Fairfax County, where I live. Every single time somebody on the board, the school board, proposes this, there's like this big outcry of, oh, what if, someone is waiting to hear about their mother's surgery, and it's like they bring up all these completely non sequitur things about it. And it was like, well, what if the teacher is trying to teach you something and you're on Facebook?
What did you do years ago? You do have breaks between lessons. They can catch up then if there's anything urgent.
Yeah.
Apple sales surged Saturday due to fears of tariff-induced price hikes. Now, obviously, what you've got to remember, folks, is I did a lot of these snippets for the last week's show. So we're going to be going over stuff which you probably all heard about and know, but I'm just going to go through them anyway. Apple said to be flying iPhones from India to US to avoid tariffs. I won't say Trump tariffs because that's what it says here, but it's tariffs.
That would be redundant at this point.
Apple hit with more class action lawsuits over delayed Siri features in the US and Canada. In the US, a complaint filed in the California federal court alleges that Apple violated false advertising and unfair competition laws by marketing Apple Intelligent upgrades that Siri are still not available. Well, there you go, Apple. Get it sorted. Yep. Apple TV Plus has two of its biggest hit shows returning this summer, which I thought I'd actually marked. They are Slow Horses Season 5 and The Morning Show Season 4. Now, note the second one, because I haven't really caught up with that. I did quite enjoy the first season, but I haven't really caught up with any other seasons. But Slow Horses, I'll take that any day of the week. Australian man rescued from the ocean with Apple Watch Ultra Save. So this is the SOS capability, I think, that he's used. users have shared stories of the device saving aid. Recently, a couple, especially powerful such stories have emerged. What? That doesn't make any sense. An emergency SOS was involved in an ocean rescue in Australia. So there you go. It's all good stuff.
They picked up the entire ocean and took it to the hospital.
They did. And it's better now. Apple Maps on the web leaves beta and now works on mobile devices. This is obviously not for Apple users.
No.
It's more for users who want Apple Maps who haven't got an Apple device where you can get Apple Maps. Yeah, I know.
Why would I want to use something like Waze?
I've got to think, yeah, but I think if you're sending somebody directions, Guy, and you send them directions out of Apple Maps, it's just like Google Maps. I get fed up when I have to sign into Google, which you don't have to sign into Google because somebody sent you a link to a map location, which is a Google Map one. So I kind of understand why Apple are doing this. They've probably got a lot of that. And there's probably lots of background stuff that they're also doing and getting involved as well. Apple Park has regained its rainbow ahead of WWDC 2025. Our long national nightmare is over. No, not that one. This one, according to the post on social media, Apple has completed the installation of the more durable rainbow arches found within the circular campus. Whoopee-doo. Check out Colorware's custom Apple Pencil Pro with crayon design. Now, you know those crayons you used to get in school? And it had crayon on it. Presumably that was the brand. And you'd get these little bits of crayon stuck under your fingernail. Do you remember all that?
Well,
this company basically has made custom Apple Pencils.
What is the name of the company?
Colorware.
Yeah. They also do, like, you can get a Mac from them with like custom colors and stuff on it. And it's not a cover. It's actually baked into the device itself.
Yeah. Yeah. They look quite cool actually. So they look quite cool. No, I bet they're not cheap. So apparently I just put this on because I was struggling for stories last week. I'm going to go through it anyway. 10 products still coming from Apple in 2025. iPhone 17, 17 Air and 17 Pro, Apple Series Watch 11, Apple Watch Ultra 3, Apple Watch SE. Why have they put Apple Watch SE again? I don't know. AirPods Pro 3, Mac Pro, MacBook Pro, Apple TV 4K, HomePod Mini, AirTag 2. We shall see on how that list comes about.
I think the Mac Pro is dead, but okay.
Long live the Mac Pro.
Yeah.
iPhones, Macs, and other Apple devices exempt from Trump tariffs. This was the up and down yo-yo that we've been watching probably continuously
since
for the last
January?
Couple of weeks now. Yes, January. Apple carrier satellite services expand to more countries. Apple has expanded support for carrier satellite services to certain customers in New Zealand, Japan. Customers of AU in Japan and NZ in New Zealand can now access carrier satellite connectivity on supported iPhone devices.
Do it before you go in the ocean.
Definitely. I think I put that out about something else. Get active with... Okay, so there's a Global Close Your Day Ring award coming on April 24th. So you may hear this before it comes on. I'm sure you'll get notification. Again, I was struggling for stories, but I really could have skipped that one this week. But who cares? I've read it anyway.
Take it away.
Somebody says there's a former Apple engineer on why iPhones cannot be made in the US.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
It's not that hard to figure out. You really don't need an engineer to understand that employing 400,000 people in a single facility is not going to be an easy thing to do in the US.
An Apple store in the UK is permanently closing later this year. Apple has confirmed it will be permanently closing its retail store in the heart of Bristol, and there is no replacement in sight. I am actually really quite surprised at that, actually, because Bristol is a young, happening place, to be honest with you. And Tim yeah, Cook that's it's true. There you go. You've said it. Yeah. Apple iPhone number one in global smartphone sales in Q1. Apple hit a big iPhone sales achievement for the first time. There you go.
Thought you were going to say Cuba instead of Q1.
Yeah. Well, I've got another story about that later on, so I'm not quite so sure it's going as well as they'd hope.
What's wrong with me?
You are in a mood. Tim Cook needs Vision Pro to succeed.
Or to see.
Why do you think that is, Guy? Do you think he wants to leave something, you know, before
with
he
his
leaves
name on
Apple?
It.
Yeah.
Honestly, at some point, if you're that concerned about your legacy, then you've probably been on the job too long.
Agreed. Yeah. Get out of there, Tim Cook.
Just be happy.
You've done nothing for Apple.
I mean, just here's your legacy. You steered Apple to its biggest and most profitable era ever. Who cares if the Vision Pro is a success or not? Doesn't matter. Just be happy. You've got hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, never mind. Shutting up now.
Apple rebrands search ads business as Apple Ads. Apple have announced that it has officially rebranded search ads as Apple Ads, reflecting the expanded scope of Apple's advertising business. Yay. There you go. That also means that they can put Apple Ads on any device they want.
Wait, hold on. Buy a Mac Pro? What? How did that get on my water? Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Wasn't that funny?
No, it really
wasn't. Wasn't that funny?
It was funnier in my head.
Well, there's a lot of things that are funny in your head.
Granted.
Apple TV Plus comedy Mythic Quest has been cancelled. Never really got into that. So.
No, neither did I.
Apple has blocked 14 cryptocurrency apps at the request of a Korean regulator. Not a bad idea to do, actually.
Yeah.
Perfectly honest with you. Apple is again worth $3 trillion thanks to President Trump's tariff exceptions or exemptions.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yo-yo. Apple Beats brand just announced its first ever USB-C cables. So you can get Beats branded USB-C cables, folks.
See, that was keeping me up at night.
Watch it and weep.
Yeah.
Apple says Apple says that all Mac Minis with Intel are now vintage.
Yeah.
A senior Apple Inc. executive responsible for enterprise sales and the Western European market will leave the company later this year, continuing the trend of departures among veteran managers. Mark Rogers, Apple's vice president of Western Europe and global enterprise sales, told colleagues that he's leaving this fall. Probably not a bad time to do it.
Yeah, he said, you know, sales in Europe, I gave them a good rogering.
Apple announces major reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. It's now reduced global greenhouse gas emissions by more than 60%.
As compared to what?
It's 2015 levels.
Okay, good. I'm glad there's some context there.
Apple has released Vision OS 2.4.1. Apple has released a wireless CarPlay fix. If you've been experiencing issues with wireless CarPlay in your vehicle lately, it was likely due to a software bug that has now been fixed. Mac OS Sequoia 15.4.1 has been updated with bugs and security fixes. iOS 18.4.1 updated with that aforementioned CarPlay fix and other security patches. Apple market cap falls below $3 trillion. Meta has blocked Apple Intelligence on Facebook and its other iOS apps. Apple Intelligence was announced with iOS 18, has been available since last October when Apple released iOS 18.1 to the public. Although most apps provide support for Apple Intelligence features, by default, developers can choose not to have them in their apps. And it seems that Meta has decided to do so.
Hmm.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, what? Facebook isn't intelligent? What?
What? What? Apple says maybe it can't trust Meta after incompetent redaction. A lawyer representing Apple said that the company may not be able to trust Meta after the social network company leaked internal data shared with a company in confidence. Amusingly, Meta didn't share the data deliberately, but instead used a method of redacting PDF, which is well known for being trivial to undo, as many of us using a Mac know how to do that sort of thing. Apple is already assembling iPhone 16e in Brazil as it shifts production from China. Be careful, Tim, which country you pick. The tariffs might be greater than you think. Did I say that? No, I didn't.
Yeah, move it to Botswana. I'm sure the tariffs will be low there.
Apple is the only major phone maker declining in China. Yeah, watch that and weep. I think that might increase over the next few months. There you go. Apparently, Apple is about to be hit with new EU penalty, but it's been delayed for now. I think there's a little bit of negotiating going on here, guys. Apparently, you should really update your phone to 18.4.1 ASAP to protect against 2 zero-day vulnerabilities. You have been told. And to finish off with, I don't know whether I use this capability at all, but Apple Sports app now lets you share game cards via iMessage and social media, Guy. I can see the intrigue and enthusiasm in your face. That is the end of Gazzy Snippets.
Okay. Yeah, sports apps. Way to go. DC, I'm wearing my DC Defenders hat. They're 3-0.
Oh, yeah. I was just, you see, you jump in too quick. I was just going to ask you, how have they been doing? But, you know.
Well, they've beaten two teams that I thought they were going to lose to, which was Birmingham Stallions, which is the champions for the last 2 years, and the Battlehawks, St. Louis Battlehawks, because they have a raucous crowd at their home stadium. And with an anemic offense, they still managed to beat them. They're actually playing at home tomorrow night. And I had thought about going to the game, but it doesn't start until I think 6 o'clock or 5 or 6 o'clock. And that means I wouldn't be getting out of there until after 8, who knows, with traffic and all the rest of that. And when you have to work the next day, especially, you know, when you're still only 28 years old, it can be really, really hard. 28. Yeah. That's me.
I'm sorry, but I was about to play this.
That is funnier than the audience knows. Play it one more time, please. See, it still cracks me up. And will they ever know about it?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
What you have planned.
Yeah. Let's talk about the areas where Apple isn't doing so great these days. The things that people are commonly complaining about. I've had some problems with some of these things, but not with a whole lot of other ones. Let's start
I'm still having problems with my desktop pictures.
I know you are, and that's been going on for a couple of years.
Yes, it seems like tens of years, but obviously it's not.
Performance limitations in professional apps, and the one that they use here as an example isn't something that I use, which is CAD apps, computer-aided design apps like Fusion 360, things like that. says it struggles to run it smoothly at 4K resolution, maxing out the GPU and forcing users to drop to whatever the hell QHD is with reduced effects. Peripheral, oh, I said that right. I'm amazed.
Well done.
Compatibility and input issues. I have had some problems along these lines. Mouse lag, particularly with Logitech's. And let's see, they mentioned the G Pro X Super Light or Super Fight, something like Super Light, and the MX Master Series. So I'm having problems. Let me see if I can get this up high enough. This is a kind of a clone of Logitech's trackball, which is like the main thing I use. And every once in a while, especially after a new startup, all of a sudden it just doesn't work and I have to unplug it and plug it back in again, which I should not have to do.
No.
Scroll wheel behavior is often inconsistent. Yes, it is. And some third-party utilities only partially address the issue, with some apps, notably CAD, remaining problematic. Occasional keyboard unresponsiveness, especially when using USB-C dongles or hubs, which is what I use, and issues with RGB backlighting activating during sleep mode. I don't care about RGB, but I have been having problems along those same lines. Monitor and display quirks. 4K monitors, which I don't have, may take a long time, up to 12 seconds, to wake from sleep, and some displays refuse to enter sleep mode at all, requiring workarounds or specific adapters. And now, I don't have 4K displays, but I have...
I've got a 4K display, and occasionally, and it happens, I'll have to really try and remember when it happens so I can then work out if it's a certain sequence of events. But occasionally when I'm doing something, either changing apps or something is happening, it will then go blank and it will just go completely black. And then a second or two later, it comes back. But I just have to sit there and wait for it. And it's most odd. So I'm going to have to start watching.
And you have a 4K? You have a 4K display?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's an LG.
Okay.
I can't give you the model number.
Well, no, you don't have to. It's just that's a quality monitor. Mm. Mm. So it shouldn't have those kinds of problems. And you have it connected up through the HDMI out?
I've got it connected to, which one have I got it connected to? I'd have to look, because I've got two connections in there going into USB-C, I think. I may have it connected to USB-C. I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
M4 MacBook Air screen brightness is also side.
You see, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Going back, it's so intermittent.
Mm.
When it happens, I know it's going to, I know what's happening and I know it's going to come back up. And then it doesn't happen again for a long time. So I've kind of just ignored it, really. But I should really sort it out and try and fix it. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No problem. MacBook.
You go ahead. You carry on.
Okay. M4 MacBook Airs.
Don't worry about me.
I won't. Screen brightness is also cited as a downside compared to the MacBook Pro M4. USB-C and Thunderbolt port issues. On some Mac Minis, the rear USB-C... Wait a minute. There are no rear USB-C ports. Those are all Thunderbolt ports. Can stop functioning until the system is restarted. M4 Pro Mac Mini has fewer Thunderbolt ports compared to previous models like the M2 Pro or Intel Mac Minis, and all new models have dropped USB-A ports entirely, forcing users to rely on adapters or hubs for legacy devices. That's a design thing. You can complain about it, but it's not like Apple's going to say, oh, let's put out a new Mac Mini with some USB-A ports because people weren't happy that they weren't on there before. Storage and RAM concerns. The base 256 SSD in the M4 Mac Mini is noticeably slower than higher capacity versions, impacting overall performance for demanding workflows. If you have a demanding workflow, you probably shouldn't be on a 256 SSD, but that's me. Unified memory architecture means high resolution displays and professional apps can quickly consume available RAM, and users working with graphic intensive tasks may find the minimum RAM configurations inadequate. Again, if you're using professional apps, you should not be using a base Mac Mini, M4 or otherwise. Other usability frustrations. Hey, S-Lady, voice activation only works on AirPods or an Apple display, not with third-party microphones. I have tested this, and that is very true. Limiting hands-free functionality for some users. Some users may find the keyboard layout and function key behavior less intuitive, especially when coming from Windows. And everyone's favorite, the new Mac Mini design is so compact, it's difficult to access the power button as there's little clearance to insert a finger beneath the device, for which Apple also gives you the finger for. So
I've seen quite a neat little stand for the new Mac Mini, the thin one, which puts it upright in a, you know, vertical position,
which
gives you easy access to that little power button as well. So
if that's something you're really concerned about, yes. So that seems to be like the most popular complaints. Any of those that you've experienced?
No, the only issue really I've had is the screen, but I'm not on a Mac M4 Mac Mini, so I don't really know how to jump in with that. Really, is this because there's so many Mac Minis getting out there and people are using them, and as you say, probably trying to use them for applications that they really need to power up a little bit more with, rather than going for a base model. That could be the issue that they're facing.
And that's not to say that.
Or do you want to take the doom and gloom position and say, yeah, well, it's the end of Apple, you see, because all their quality control is going out the window now.
Yeah, it's doom and gloom, right across the board.
They're doomed. I say they're doomed.
There, and that's not to say that there's anything wrong with the base M4 Mac Mini. It is a remarkable device, and it's useful for 90% of the people out there. But if you're using
I'd say 95
probably even higher than that. If you're using it to edit video and audio and all these super intensive things that take up, a lot of memory and a lot of storage, don't get the base model. Get one that's more suited toward the stuff that you want to use it for. And will it cost more? Of course it will. It's Apple. It's not like you can buy it and go, I'm going to pop in more RAM. I'm going to put in more storage. No, you're not. Not easily. So get the machine that's suitable for the task that you want it for. And probably other than, because, I'm on an M4 Pro Mac Mini, and I have experienced some of these things. Not so much the performance limitations, but I've had peripheral compatibility and input issues. I've had problems with displays. I haven't had any of the ports just turn off. But as far as, storage and RAM concerns, that's something that you can handle yourself. Get a bigger model. Get a model that has what you need. And the usability frustrations, I've experienced that. I actually tested it when I saw this list. And Siri doesn't work with third-party microphones, or doesn't seem to, and I'm not sure why, because this particular microphone is the main input into the Mac, and the Mac Mini doesn't have a microphone. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with you. I have been nodding my head for quite some time, you've had something to say, but I agree with you, Guy. Yes, hit it.
Couldn't find it.
Most important.
Gazzy's tips.
Most important.
Gazzy's tips.
It's time for
Gazzy's tip.
I know I've mentioned these before, but sometimes if you don't use it very often, you can forget they are there and easy to do. And we might have some new people that don't know about these little tips. So you can change the items in your Finder window. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Guy, but you in the in your Finder sidebar, and there are lots of things in there. And it's easy to adjust them. So go into your Finder and then go up to the menu bar and then click on Finder and then Settings. And in the Settings, you'll see something called Sidebar. Under the sidebar, you have lots of check items which you can add or take away things into your sidebar. Just one click and they go poof, appear, or poof, disappear quite easily. Now, while you're in Settings, click over to the Advanced option. Now, this may be something that you prefer to do when you're in the Finder. So when you're in Finder, there's an item under Advanced right at the bottom, which says when performing a search, it says search this Mac or search the current Finder, the current Finder folder. So if you've got a folder open in Finder, when you do a search in Finder, it will just specifically search that folder. Now, that can be quite useful if you know where something is, rather than going into search on your desktop or Command F, I think it is, or whatever the option is to bring up search, because that will search everywhere. You can change that as well, but perhaps that's a tip for another week. But sometimes I just want to search in a folder or group of subfolders, and that can be quite useful to do it. Very easy to turn on and off. Don't you agree?
Oh, I am agreeing.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. God, how long have we been using that? And it still makes
too
me laugh.
Long. Too long.
Still makes me laugh. We don't have any feedback this week, which is unfortunate. But if you would like to send us some feedback, you can do so in the podcast aggregator of your choice. You'll just have to let us know about it. And assuming that we see it, I will send you a Wootie, which is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a Wootie. And everyone that has one has sung its praises to the high hilt. It's really, really great. If you would like to help support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MacParrot. You can go to coffee.ko-fi.com/MacParrot, or you can PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And but forgot to mention this, if you're going to do feedback, you can say whatever you want, but honestly, the shorter the better, 5 to 10 seconds. And if you must use naughty words, Marcus, they will be beeped. Remember that. Gaz, if people wanted to contact you,
yeah,
I've got this stuff all out of order and I don't know why. How would they do so?
Ever so easy, Guy. They just send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's G-A-Z at mymac.com. Or on many, many socials. I'm not going to go through them, but search for Gazmaz and you're likely to find me. If not, send an email to gaz@mymac.com and I'll point you in the right direction. You can also contact both Guy and myself as Guy and Gaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z, on both TwitX and Blue Sky. You can also send an email to feedback, if the believe EBACK, at mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
He's the guy.
Guy's the one. Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
Guy says...
Do we know it was a guy?
No fool on it.
If you want...
an email from Guy.
How would they do it?
You would open the email client of your choice and send that to... at mymac.com.
It's right over the other side, and I'm never ready for it.
All the way across. You can also contact me. The two main stupid social media things that I follow are Twax and Blue Sky. I am Mac Pettit on both of those. And I also have, I think I have Vert Sharp.
I did it twice.
One for Twax and one for Blue Sky.
Yeah.
And I think I have Vert Shark on both of those as well.
I did do it. I'll do it again for you, shall I?
Yeah. There we go. Okay, good. No, I think that's all the ways. Isn't that all the ways?
Call 703-284-677 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's tech heaven. That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now.
And it's gone.
I thought I'd just play it rather than, you know.
Well, there's if you missed that number, here it is again. Hello?
Someone's ringing it.
I want to call Guy and Gaz. They make me laugh. They make me cry. They say they know tech, but I don't know.
We don't either.
I call them anyway. They're 703-828-4678.
Yeah, it's right. 703-828-4678. Which is probably outside of your country and outside of every country in the world. So make sure you dial one, then the number, and you might incur charges if dialed direct. So find other ways if that is the case with that. We have a Discord. We have a Discord something. And there'll be a new invite link in the show notes for this week. So if you'd like to join us over on Discord, which is remarkably quiet, you can do so and interact with all of the wonderful people that listen to this show. That's what you want to do. Now, yes, this is the sad part of the show.
It is always sad.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go. So I'd like to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who has downloaded and listened to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. Actually, before I go any farther, I forgot to mention this. I have not yet started doing new Guy's Daily Drives, but I'm reposting the older ones going all the way back to 2018. And if you look...
I think you mentioned this a few weeks ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's now like five episodes there from 2018, and I'm trying to get, the goal is to get two or three a week at least in there. And this is new. This is new.
Oh.
Though I've talked about doing it, and I finally got one posted, Tales from the AI Verse. That is now in Spotify, though you can find it in Apple Podcasts as well, and eventually others as they steal from each other. And I don't know how often that is going to be posted because it is quite labor intensive to make one of those. But I've got at least five or six in the queue to complete. And it's also on YouTube. The Tales from the AI Verse, if you want to watch it there, just look up Vert Shark, which is the channel that it's under, and you'll find it there. Now, Gaz, I think after all of that, that we're good enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that we're smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
Is there words even necessary there? And that doggone it. Woof. Woof, Wilf. Where is Wilf? Is he just
in the other room, sleeping?
Of course he is. People like us.
Why are balloons so expensive, Guy?
Tell me.
Inflation.
That is awful. That is awful. Shame on you.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Five, four, three, two, one. Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Well, you say that. Oh, see, that would have been great with just that single little like, that's just the attention getter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Let me duplicate that.
Yeah.
Duplicate it.
Then so when I start going off on a tangent, just shut up, guy. You know, if I'm at the beach, yay, I'm outside having a great time. Even washing the cars, yay, I'm outside. My car is shiny and clean. But it's like, okay, I need you to go over there and rake all those leaves that will be replaced by other leaves within a week.
Well, you're doing them too soon then, aren't you?
Well, the thing is, the longer you wait...
Why rake them? You see, this is where you're missing out, guy. What you do some tool to help you, like a big blower or sucker. So it's
we got those. The problem, though, is the bag that those things come with fill up so fast. And you still have to kind of rake them into a pile.
I use the blower and blow it all into a big pile. And then you can put it in a much bigger bag much easier.
Right. Well, what I need is one of those blower sucker things that has like a 30-gallon trash bag attached to it. But there isn't one. It's just this little canvas bag. And it's like, okay, here I go. It's filled already. Son of a bitch.
Zip. Yeah, all right. We know you don't like yard work.
Yeah. Have I made that clear?
Yeah. We call it gardening, you see. It's a much better word. Much better word.
Mm.
Captain Scarlet. He's the one who knows the Mr.
They'll smash him and kill him and crush him and kill him.
Dangerous name, a Superman.
He always comes back.
And his body may burn. They smash him, but they know he'll return
to live again.
And again.
I'll stop it.
Yeah, it's like he's a puppet. You know, he just pop new pieces on. Not that hard to figure out. How does he keep coming back? Because he wasn't alive in the first place, you fool. You fool. And I'm wearing my DC Defenders hat. They are 3-0. They've beat two teams that I did not think they were going to beat. But we can talk about that in the podcast because that's what people want to hear from us.
Yes.
Why do I keep recording video? I don't know, because I haven't gone past show 1000 and here we are at 10-11. Yay.
A Superman.
And God forbid I take her on a cruise. She will not go cruise. And I don't know why. It's like, you can sit on the boat and gamble. Said, no, you can drink also. Come on.
Yeah. You can drink and gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the danger in that?
Absolutely no danger at all. Put it all on 37 black. That number doesn't exist. I don't care. Whoa, I feel it's going to hit.
But do as I goddamn say.